May what I speak, may what you hear, be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, and sustains every single one of us. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. A verse from that gospel that I've just read, Luke chapter 12, verse 37, Jesus said this. He said, "Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them." Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a young man from Ireland. Not me. Different man. Much younger. Once upon a time, there was a young man from Ireland. And this young man was searching for the meaning of life. Yeah? And as he was searching, he heard a rumor that there was apparently a wise old monk living in a remote monastery in a far-flung part of the Himalayas, and that this monk knew the answer to the meaning of life. So the young man set off to find this monk. And the young man traveled by land and by air and by sea, and he traveled eventually by foot for many months, searching day after day in the Himalayas, trying to find this remote monastery. And eventually, he found it. He found the monastery and he found the wise monk. And he said to him, "Please help me. I have traveled many months to find you. Can you tell me, please, what is the meaning of life?" And the monk said, "Of course I'll tell you. Of course I'll tell you. One word. Attention." "What?" said the young Irishman. "You mean to tell me I have traveled for months and months to get here? And when I finally meet you, all you say to me is one word, attention? Couldn't you maybe elaborate a little bit?" And the monk said, "I'm very sorry. Of course, you're right. I'll elaborate. Attention, attention, attention." Baptism. This sacrament of baptism we're about to celebrate with little baby Arian. Baptism is, in a way, you might say, the great sacrament of attention. The great sacrament of waking up, staying alert, as our gospel put it, paying attention. Baptism is the sacrament of moving from a sort of half-dead, sleepwalking through life, to actually being truly alive, truly awake, truly paying attention. Indeed, as I've mentioned from this pulpit before, you may remember, some churches' baptism ceremonies make this point rather dramatically. For example, in some baptism ceremonies, the person being baptized is totally immersed, totally plunged above their head under the water. In other words, they are symbolically drowned in order to symbolize them being brought back from the dead, being brought fully awake, fully alive. Arian and his parents will be happy to hear, we don't do that way here. Or, you may also remember I told you before about another ancient tradition of baptism. Listen to this one. To symbolize this movement from being dead to being fully alive. Well, in some ancient baptism ceremonies, the people being baptized were stripped totally naked and baptized naked. And then they would put on new clothes, you see, new clothes to symbolize their new life, their fresh start. Again, you'll be relieved to hear, we don't do our baptisms that way in St. Edmunds. But while we do them differently, the meaning is still the same. Baptism is about waking up, opening our eyes, paying full attention. It's about moving from a sort of death to really living. But you may be wondering, that sounds very nice, but what does it mean? What does it mean in practical terms? What is it exactly that we are coming alive to, paying attention to in baptism? Well, in a word, baptism is about being alive to, paying attention to, God. G-O-D, God. Baptism is about being alive to that more, that depth, that mystery, which is greater than all of us, yet somehow present in each one of us. Baptism is about being alive to that divine love, that bottomless love, which absolves and affirms and accepts us. Baptism is about being alive to that presence which holds us when we ourselves can no longer hold on. Baptism is about being alive to God, paying attention to God. But actually, when you think about it, baptism is about much more than even that. Because baptism is about being alive to, paying attention to, not just any old God, but the God we see in Jesus. The God revealed in the life of Jesus. And what an unexpected God that is, frankly. In this morning's gospel, we got yet another example of how surprising, how unexpected the God of Jesus is. Let's look at it again. Luke chapter 12. God, so Jesus tells us in this parable, God is a bit like a wealthy, powerful, privileged man who, when he returns home and finds his servants waiting and alert, he does this most shocking thing. Did you notice? The rich man, says Jesus, this master returns and he turns conventional social arrangements on their head. The master swaps his fancy robes for an apron. And the master serves up the meal to the servants. Should be the other way around, yeah? In other words, the God we see in Jesus is not some kind of distant dictator demanding to be placated and appeased. No, the God we see in Jesus is the God who sets the table, the God who serves, the God who feeds us, the God who nourishes us, ultimately the God who gives and gives and doesn't count the cost. In fact, the God we see in Jesus, as the Gospels go on to tell us, is the God who ultimately lays down his life for his friends. Baptism is about being alive, paying attention to that God. But actually, when you think about it, baptism is about even more than that. Because baptism is not just about paying attention to God, the God we see in Jesus. Baptism is ultimately, most importantly, about that very same life, that divine life, the life of God in Christ, coming alive in us. Yes, coming alive in us. Baptism is about that same power and presence and indestructible love we see in Jesus being planted in, taking root in, coming alive in, of all places, us. And that, if that life of Christ takes root within us, that changes everything. That can change everything because we'll be sharing Christ's life. And what does that mean, to share Christ's life? Let me give you some examples. Sharing Christ's life will mean that we're now empowered to forgive others. Maybe even forgive people who don't really deserve it, just like Jesus did. Sharing Christ's life will mean we're empowered to welcome the stranger, to include the excluded, to lift up the lowly, just like Jesus did. Sharing Christ's life will mean we're empowered to serve others, just like Jesus did. And sharing Christ's life might even mean being empowered to give our lives away in love, just like Jesus did. Baptism is about nothing less than allowing the life of Christ to be planted, to take root, to come alive within us. So on this baptism day, I say to baby Arian, I say to all of us baptized, I say to us one word. Can you guess what it is? Attention. Pay attention. Keep alert. Keep watch. Because here this morning, something remarkable is going to happen. over there at that font with water and words, the Holy Spirit will give new life to Arjen. And then here at this table, through wheat and wine, the Master himself will fasten his belt, set the table, and bid you come and eat. Here, in these seemingly ordinary things, water, words, wheat, and wine, here, the life of Christ is longing to come alive in you. Wow. May it be so. Amen.